每个生过宝宝的妈妈都知道。
Every mother who has given birth knows that
给宝宝做唐氏检测
For baby, do a sugar test
很简单呀
It's simple
只需要抽一管血就 OK 了
Just draw blood from the stomach, it's okay
但是在2010年以前
However, before 2010
孕妈想做唐氏检测
Pregnant women want to do a sugar test
可是要穿做羊水穿刺
But to wear a sheep's wool
过程是又痛苦呢
The process is so painful
又叫
Also called boiling
还有感染的风险
There is a risk of infection
而全世界也已经普及的无创产检技术
And the non-invasive prenatal screening techniques that have been widely adopted in hospitals around the world
彻底给些了孕妈产检的方式
Here is a complete guide to pregnancy testing for horses
那这个技术就要提到今天给大家分享的2016年首届未来科学大奖生命科学奖得主卢玉明
So, this technology is about to introduce the winner of the 2016 First Future Science Award in Life Sciences, Lu Yuming.
他被称为是无创产检之父。
He is known as the father of non-invasive prenatal screening.
首先来讲一下他的成长经历。
Let's start by talking about his upbringing.
他是1963年出生于香港九龙。
He was born in 1963 in Kowloon, Hong Kong.
他老爸是香港青山精神病医院的院长，位置在就是同门那一块。
His father is a psychiatrist at the Hong Kong Mental Health Hospital, located in the Alliance area.
他老爸呢也从小就教卢玉明画。
His father also taught Lu Yiming to draw since he was a child.
画，玩相机，洗照片。
Well, this camera is amazing. I can take photos and edit them right here.
爹，然后教他做各种实验。
And teach him to do various experiments.
他老妈是个音乐家。
His dad is a musician.
妈妈也教他呀。
Teach him to.
教他弹钢琴。
Call him to play the piano.
什么各种音乐。
What kind of music do you like?
但是他不喜欢。
But he didn't like him.
他满脑子就想的是科学杂志。也是因为这种非常宽松的家庭氛围呢。
The only thing I could think of was that these magazines were also because of this very relaxed family atmosphere.
潜移默化的就带他走向了医学这条路。
He was subtly guided towards the path of medicine.
二十岁时候呢
?20 years old.
卢玉明就去剑桥大学学基础医学。
Lu Yiming went to Cambridge University for basic medical studies.
毕业以后呢
?After graduation.
因为这个剑桥那边 教的医学呢
?Because the medical education in Cambridge is.
它都是偏理论的。
It's all theoretical.
理论很深。
The theory is profound.
但是没有实操。
But there is no practical experience.
他也不能当医生。
He couldn't be a doctor either.
他就转到牛津大学学解剖学。
He then went to study anatomy at the University of Oxford.
又读了一个学士学位。
Received another bachelor's degree.
后来接着呢
？Later then.
他继续就深造。
He continued his studies.
一直到38岁的时候。
Until the age of 38.
他已经就是有双学士。
He already has a double master's degree.
然后获得了双博士学位。
Then he obtained two doctorates.
那在今年啊，就是2016年的6月份。
In June 2016,
剑桥大学还给他颁发了荣誉医学博士。
Cambridge University also awarded him an honorary doctorate in medicine.
这是华人首次获得。他现在还是香港科学院的院长，香港中文大学的校长。
This is the first time a Chinese person has held the position of president or vice president of the Hong Kong Academy of Sciences. He was also the president of the University of Hong Kong.
他因为他的这个研究呢，获得了拉斯克临床医学奖、汤森路透引文桂冠奖。
He won the Lasker Clinical Medical Prize and the Tong Sing Lu Rabbit Film and Literature Award for his research. Oh,
这两个奖项非常重要啊。
These two awards are very important.
就是很多诺奖科学家是因为获得这两个奖项。
It is because many Nobel Prize winners have obtained these two awards.
后来得了诺奖或屠呦呦，这两个奖项是科学界公认的诺贝尔奖分享标。
Later, winning the Nobel Prize or any of these two awards is considered a universally recognized benchmark for scientific achievement.
所以他是目前最接近诺奖的几个华人科学家之一。
Therefore, he is one of the most promising Chinese scientists to win the Nobel Prize.
那讲一下他的科研经历啊。
Let's talk about his research experience.
首先我们大家知道胎盘的作用是负责给宝宝输送养分的。
First, everyone knows that the placenta is responsible for providing nutrients to the baby.
然后再把宝宝的代谢产物用回母体。
Then transport the baby's metabolic products back to the mother.
而因为胎盘的存在
，And because of the existence of the placenta,
所以母子俩套的血液是完全分开的。
Therefore, the blood of mother and child is completely separate.
所以当时医学界就认定妈妈血液里是不可能有宝宝基因的。那卢云明当时在牛津这个做临床实习的时候
，So at that time, the medical community believed that there was no baby gene in the mother's blood. At that time, Lu Ming was doing clinical internships in Oxford.
他亲眼也见到
，He also saw it with his own eyes.
就是我刚才提到孕妈，她在做羊水穿刺的时候。
I just mentioned that he was scolding me while I was getting my amniocentesis.
那个痛苦。
That pain.
他心里就想，你有没有可能啊
？He wondered if you were really there.
就是宝宝的基因会跑到妈妈的血液里边。
The baby's genes can enter the mother's blood.
这个问题非常好。
This is a very good question.
好，但怎么验证呢？
But how to verify?
正常思路是我们首先要找到爸爸的基因做对照。
The normal approach is to first find dad's genes as a control.
再在妈妈的基因里边找有没有爸爸的基因的片段。
Look for any fragments of dad's genes in mom's genome.
这个流程呢，非常的繁琐。
This process is very complicated.
检测难度很大。
It is very difficult to detect.
落地很难。
It's hard to land.
他有次呢，和同学聚餐聊天。
One time, he was at a gathering with his classmates, and they were chatting.
突然就蹦出一个想法。
Suddenly, a thought popped into my head.
就是妈妈呢，只有 X 染色体。
The mother only has X chromosome.
对吧
？Right.
那如果是男性宝宝
，If it's a male baby，
他是有 Y 染色体
，It has a skewed chromosome。
那如果在妈妈血液里边找到 Y 染色体
，If the Y chromosome is found in a mother's blood，
就证明哎，妈妈血液里边是有宝宝基因的。
Prove that my mother has the baby gene in her blood。Well，
这个想法是非常非常巧妙的，对吧？
This is a really, really clever idea, isn't it?
实验过程是这样的。
The process of a job is like this.
他首先呢去找，就是孕妈的去抽取胃周血嘛。
First, he went to find a way to extract the stomach from the stomach.
然后再找一些 未怀孕的女性血液做对照。
Then find some internal use of certain female blood for comparison.
它在经过离心。
He is centrifuging.
然后分层以后。
After the layers are separated.
把这个完整的细胞取出来。
Extract the complete cell.
然后下来就是最难的一个步骤。
Then comes the most difficult step.
或者是最复杂一个步骤。
Where the most complex step
就是经过筛选
after some screening
因为婴儿的细胞里边有一个叫 CD71 高表达蛋白
because the cells in a baby's body contain a protein called CD71 which is highly expressed
这个妈妈血的细胞里也是不存在的
this slow moving blood cell also doesn't exist in the blood
所以他就能从几百万个母体细胞里边找出这几个胎儿细胞。
Therefore, he can find these fetal cells from a few million mother cells.
然后再经过裂解。
Then, after that,
要把这个细胞打碎。
To break up this cell.
然后再经过 PCR 扩增 ,PCR 这个技术也很好。
Then, PCR amplification is also a good technology.
它会扩增很多的这个基因，复制很多的微染色体。
They will amplify a lot of this gene, which is replicating many microchromosomes.
最后一步，它再用一个特殊的基因探针。这个基因探针。
The last step is to use a special gene probe to detect the gene probe.
只抓微染色体。
Only for extracting chromosomes.
然后把这个微染色体抓住。
Then grab this position and hold it.
之后他通过我上述讲这种方法反复做了两面实验。
After that, he repeatedly performed two-sided experiments using the methods I described above.
最后真的，还在妈妈血液里面找到了微染色体。
Finally, the microchromosome was really found in the blood.
这个实验直接推翻了当时医学界公认的一个结论。
This experiment directly overturned a conclusion that was widely accepted in the medical community at the time.
虽然方向走通了啊
，although the direction is correct，
但是实际上落地还是很。
But in reality, it's still difficult to implement.
你想，他走了两年才能找到，那难点。
He wanted him to take 2 years to find the difficult point.
有两个。
Two.
第一个点呢
？The first point is.
宝宝的完整细胞在妈妈血液里边的占比只有50万分之一。
The complete cells of the baby only account for 1/50th of the cells in the mother's blood.
第二点呢，就是血浆里边有一种自带的浆解酶。
The second point is that there's a preparation of plasminogen in the blood.
如果细胞外边跑出来 DNA 呢，马上就把它哔哔哔哔解碎了。
If DNA is released outside the cell, it will be immediately broken down.
有一次呢，他在宿舍里边煮泡面。
One time, he was cooking instant noodles in his dormitory.
突然就迸发出一个想法。
Suddenly, an idea popped into my head.
他说，这个泡面。
He said it wasn't this instant noodles.
这个完整的面条呢，就和宝宝的细胞一样。
This complete strand of noodles is just like a baby's cells.
它不多。
It's not enough.
但是煮散在汤里的面渣呢？
However, the leftover noodles from bamboo shoots and soup are
就像血浆里边那些游离的 DNA 一样
like the free-floating DNA inside the snow globe.
它数量很多
It is in large quantities.
所以他就真想
So he thought to himself,
那我们不用非要找这个宝宝细胞嘛。
Then we don't have to look for this baby who is thin and plump.
我们直接去找血浆里边的 DNA 不就行了？
Wouldn't it be better to just find the DNA directly in the blood?
所以他就发明了这个泡灭 DNA 检测技术。
Therefore, he invented this DNA detection technology.
大概的实验流程是这样的。
The approximate experimental process is as follows.
首先呢，和刚才的讲的方法一样。
First, the method mentioned just now is the same.
首先抽血嘛，抽血呢，经过离心即离心。
First, we draw blood. After drawing the blood, it is centrifuged.
但是之前呢，是用的是细胞。
But previously, we used cells.
但是要从几百万个细胞里边找出几个细胞很难。
However, it is difficult to find a few cells out of millions.
他这次不用细胞。
He didn't use cells this time.
他叫血浆。
It is called plasma.
第二步呢，就是泡灭技术的精华。
The second step is the essence of instant noodles.
他把这个血浆呢放在锅里边。
It puts this snow in the pot.
100度的情况下煮五分钟。
At 100 degrees, cook for 5 minutes.
就是和我们泡面的这个流程是一模一样的啊。
It's exactly the same as the process in our instant noodles.
这个的目的是想高温烫死。
The purpose is to burn it at high temperature.
所有解切 DNA 的每一丝小。
All DNA strands have been severed.
那我们 DNA 碎片就不会被解碎。
Then the DNA fragments will not be broken down.
我们就能检测出来了。
We can detect it.
然后，第三步呢，就是用离心机再离心。
Then the third step is to use a centrifuge.
把这个碎掉的酶蛋白质
break down this fragmented enzyme protein.
然后去掉我们只剩下 DNA 去检测。
Then remove the remaining DNA to be tested.
那后面的技术就一样了。
The rest of the technology is also the same.
再经过把 DNA 用 PCR 扩增。
After further amplifying the DNA using PCR.
再用那个探针把它抓取。
It equals that investigation being taken up.
这个技术就简单多了。也是因为这个技术呢，就是很容易落地。
This technology is simple and easy to implement.
那我们现在医院里边做早餐。
So we're making breakfast in the hospital now.
也就是这个方法。
That's the method.
这个技术落地以后呢
？Once this technology is implemented,
他就有个想法。
He had an idea.
他说胎儿在细胞里边长大呢。
The embryo grew up inside the cells.
癌细胞在人体里边一样的长啊。
Cancer cells are also growing inside the human body.
它这两套逻辑是一样。
These two sets of logic are the same.
癌细胞它也会老化、解碎，和胎盘细胞一样。
Cancer cells, like aging, and placental cells also undergo senescence.
它也会释放出专属的 DNA 碎片到血液里边。
It will also release its own unique DNA fragments into the blood.
这就是 ctDNA.
This is ctDNA.
只要我们抽一管血
，As long as we draw blood from the tube.
你竟然能找到宝宝金。
Now that we found the baby gold.
那是不是也能找到肿瘤上面特有的基因碎片呢？
Can we also find unique gene fragments specific to tumors?
那就在肿瘤很小的时候。
Well, that's when the tumor is small.
就是癌症。
Cancer.
很小的时候，我们就能检测出来。
When we are very young, we can detect it.
这个技术呢，已经开始商业落地了。
This technology has already begun to be commercialized.
我们也期待有一天呢，卢玉明将这个技术全面的推广，实现癌症早筛。
We also look forward to the day when Dr. Aramin can successfully promote this technology for early cancer prevention and treatment.
那接下来我讲一下我对卢玉明经历的一些感受。
Next, I'd like to share my feelings about Lu Yuming's experience.
首先，你大家能不能感觉到他是找到这个医学方向
？First, can everyone feel that he found this medical direction?
就是一直在钻研，他从剑桥跑到牛津。
He was constantly studying how he got from the bridge to Oxford.
又跑到中搞中文。
He's back to Chinese again.
这一路走来，越来越深入。
The further I go, the deeper it gets.
这个方向。
This direction.
包括就是我刚才提到的两个灵感啊。
Including the two inspirations I mentioned just now.
他这两个灵感，他并不是我们随便能想出来。
These two inspirations are not something we can just come up with.
是他是在潜意识里边，
He was in a state of unconsciousness.
你只有经常去想一件事情。
You only have to think about one thing often.
他才会迸发出来。
That's when it will come out.
第二点是他极有希望斩获诺奖的原因是，其实他第一次突破了科研界的一个认识。
The second reason is that he had a high chance of winning the Nobel Prize because he had actually broken through a common understanding in the scientific community.
就有获诺奖的潜力。
Have the potential to win awards.
他又讲这个成果大规模的落地临床救人。
He also talked about the large-scale clinical application of this achievement to save lives.
这又是一个诺奖级别的。
This is another one that could win a Nobel Prize. And
成果，现在做的癌症早筛。
Now the city management is doing cancer screening.
只要能落地
，as long as it can be implemented.
绝对可以获得诺奖。
Absolutely can win the Nobel Prize.
这三个成果使他成为极有可能获得诺奖的华人之一。
These three achievements make it one of the few Chinese people who are unlikely to win a Nobel Prize.
下面这个是我爱人带我们全家去参加未来科学大奖典礼现场。
Here is a picture of me taking my whole family to the Future Science Awards ceremony.
孩子们和卢玉明教授也做了当面的交流。
The children also had a face-to-face interaction with Professor Lu Yuming.
他这个人确实非常的温文尔雅，在交流的过程中也对孩子们有很大的鼓励。
He is indeed a very refined and elegant person, and he also encourages children greatly during communication.